More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. For almost two decades, the French department at UWM and various partners have presented a series of films in French to the public.
The films originate from countries around the world, from French Canada to France to Africa. Most feature English subtitles, and there are frequently talkback opportunities as well.
Sarah Davies-Cordova and Nicholas Russell are professors of French and organizers of the festival. They're here in the studio now with a preview. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
This is the 18th annual Festival of Films at French at UWM. 18 years, how wonderful that this has proved so popular and enduring. How did this first start? Why did this festival come to be in the first place?
In the first place, it was started by Gabriel Verdier, who was a professor at UWM, and we were able to get funding from Tournée Festival, which is a film sponsorship from the French government. And we started off small, and it's been growing and growing ever since. After 15 years, we realized that we were no longer getting sponsorship from Tournée Festival, and so we were able to develop far more arrangements with various other entities on campus and across the community that have come together to help us put the festival together.
So without that particular funding, you were freer to go out and create other partnerships?
Yes. And in fact, this year we're back with Tournée because we're back able to apply for their funding. And so this year the festival is actually much, much bigger than it's ever been because we've got 17 films that we're showing instead of the usual 12 to 14. So we're very excited that we've been able to continue to draw on our partnerships and have the support of Tournée Festival.
Does it surprise you that there is so much interest in things French here in such a German city?
Yes and no. I mean, there's obviously a long history of French immigrants also coming through Wisconsin, even if they didn't initially settle, but with all of the movement from Canada down to the Mississippi, they all came through Wisconsin. And if we look around, we see a lot of French names, Fond du Lac, Eau Claire, and so on and so forth. So yes, it's surprising because one thinks of it as a German city, but in fact, there are enormous amounts of ties with northern France, particularly Belgium, Switzerland, Luxembourg.
How do you go about picking the films? How does that process work?
Well, it's complicated, and we have a number of different criteria. We try to choose films that will please or be interesting to a number of different audiences. We have comedies, dramas, thrillers, documentaries. This year we have a road movie. We also have an animated feature for children. So we want to bring in the broadest audience possible to the film festival and show them that really French film is quite varied.
And over time, we've sort of developed regulars. We've got the silent film now that we do on a regular basis. We have a classic film that we do on a regular basis. We have the children's film, as Nicolas just mentioned. And then we try and do an environmental film also in the series. And then because it always falls during Black History Month, we try and have a film that relates in some way or another to African-American or Black history issues, which this year will be on Monday when we're doing the hip-hop and the sort of history of French music, contemporary music from the French suburbs in the northeast of Paris, where there's an enormous amount of back and forth between influences of American music on French music and the other way around, too.
I was going to say it started with jazz in the 20s, and it's continued because there's that wonderful connection between American jazz musicians, African Americans going to Paris for freedom, you know, for feeling like they had that. So how wonderful to kind of bring it all back around to the modern day. And of course, France has such an interesting history with Africa, too. There's that
of course,
as well.
With the colonial history,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And fraught and
fraught
difficult.
And difficult, like but, all of them are.
Yes.
But yeah, so interesting. Well, there's a particular film, a couple of that we're going to talk about, and one is called Hold Back. And why is this one that you particularly wanted to talk about here?
It's a film that talks about immigrants in France and the relationships among the different immigrant groups. And a really lively film full of life by a very young director, self-financed. I think it took 9 years to film.
Yes, he made it basically on zero budget, and it took him 9 years to film it. and all of the actors, almost all the actors are amateur. And it's the story basically of a young Arab Muslim woman of North African descent who falls in love with an African black man, of a French nationality, I should say, and she has 40 brothers. And she has to convince those 40 brothers that she will marry this man whom she loves. So it's a wonderful tale. It's very appropriate and timely because of the events that have been happening in France with what happened at the Charlie Hebdo headquarters on January 7th. So it, in fact, is serendipity because we didn't obviously know that this was going to happen before we decided to program this film. But it's an extraordinarily moving film. It's a little bit in the line of Donoma that we showed a couple of years ago by Jean Carénard. And it won a César, similar to an Oscar, for Best First Film in 2013. So we're very excited to show this film.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. This is Hold Back.
Tu veux te marier avec moi ou avec eux?
Avec toi.
Alors?
Tu veux pas essayer de le faire évoluer?
On est bien là.
Essayer de faire évoluer ta famille?
Non, j'ai pas envie de faire évoluer 40 mecs, c'est pas la peine. 40 rebeux, c'est impossible quoi. Mais par contre, j'ai envie qu'on évolue nous.
Ouais, caché.
Pour l'instant, caché, halal, comme tu veux. C'est compliqué.
T'es au courant pour la frangine?
De quoi? Il
paraît que Sabrina va se marier.
Va se marier?
Sabrina va se marier.
Elle va se marier avec un Renoir.
Elle a fait un choix de ouf, quoi. Attends, un Renoir, quand même. Enfin, tu vois ce que je veux dire.
Il s'appelle Dorcy.
Ouais.
C'est un comédien.
Je viens avec toi, on est mariés ensemble. Qu'est-ce qui se passe, Liman? Tu le rencontreras le jour de mon mariage, d'accord?
Sabrina, il n'y aura pas de mariage.
T'as pas vu le daron, t'as pas vu les reflets?
Je vais voir un imam, il t'explique comment ça se passe.
Ouais, j'irai voir un imam.
T'es pas circoncé, mon frère, tu te marres quand? Oh là là.
T'es même pas circoncé, le ouais.
T'as vu ce que t'as fait là?
Respecte ta religion, mec.
Ouais, frérot, ouais, arrête de parler de religion. T'as un gueudon, quoi.
Non, j'ai pas de Dorcy, j'ai D-O-R, Dorcel.
That was a little bit from Hold Back. When is that going to happen, Sarah? When is this one being aired?
It's on Friday night and Saturday evening, too.
Okay.
So we've got two showings of Hongen, Hold Back.
All right. And that is this Friday.
This coming
Friday.
So
this is opening the festival.
It's the second film on opening night, yes.
All right. And you're doing a talkback, right? So
yes.
That's part of it as well.
Right.
Okay. Terrific. Well, there's another film that we wanted to talk about, and this is actually happening next Thursday on the 12th. And this is part of your classic evening double feature. And the first film is Natan. Why this film and what is this about?
This is a documentary actually produced in Ireland, and much of the film is in English. It's about a producer, a French producer from the late 20s and early 30s, who basically made Pathé Studios into what it was, and somebody who has been completely forgotten. He was a Jewish immigrant to France. He had a lot of problems with anti-Semitism in the 1930s. Ended up dying in Auschwitz. So this is somebody that really hasn't been talked about for decades and decades and decades. So it's really interesting to see this new documentary on him.
Okay. Well, let's hear a little bit of this one. This is Natan, the untold story of French cinema's forgotten genius.
Imagine a man has been murdered. The body has been burned. What's left? A name. A reputation, the sum total of everything written and said about him. This forms a kind of newsprint effigy, a shadow made of words. If he's lucky, the outline resembles the man, but distort the shape, and truth gets lost in the dark. The man dies a second death. Oblivion wins. Here we are, in the dark, watching a movie. I always loved movies, and now I am a movie. I am not Bernard Nathan. The man is dead, Even his memory has been destroyed. I am a film about Bernard Nathan.
That was a little bit of Nathan, the untold story of French cinema's forgotten genius, another terrific film that's going to happen over the course of 10 days that this festival is taking place. What do you hope? I mean, obviously you hope people come and enjoy the films. I mean, that's the first thing of a film festival. But beyond that, what are you hoping to accomplish with putting this festival and all the work that it takes to put it together every year? What do you want people to take away from it?
I think to see the kind of diversity of film production coming out of France and Francophone countries. We've got also a couple of films coming in from Quebec. So they've been generous partners of ours over the last few years. And so we've got Dolan's film, Tom at the Farm. And the other film is Sarah Prefers to Run. And so we get a very different perspective from, obviously, the Canadian filmmakers there. But it's also to try and raise issues that are pertinent in France, in the Francophone countries, that are also relevant to Milwaukee, so that we can see, sometimes it's much easier to see it through another place, another set of problems that seem a little bit distant, but then we can reflect back and see how they interfere and how they relate to some of the same issues that we're dealing with here in Milwaukee. So part of bringing these films is having that dialogue so that one can be able to see how similar we all are as human beings, and yet how in different ways one can address them, maybe learn lessons from other people's ways of thinking about those problems, or challenge some of those ways of dealing with them, especially when we think about some of the contemporary issues with the war going on in the Middle East, and then issues with inner city problems here, just as they are in the suburbs of Paris.
And it's a way to create dialogues between different departments and programs on campus, and also members of the Milwaukee community. We have a lot of community members who come to the screenings as well.
Do you hope that as the festival continues to grow, that becomes more of a draw, that it becomes even bigger and that it has a bigger footprint? Do you have grand plans to make this, you know, something even bigger than it is?
We would love to.
It's all about money, right? Yeah.
Some of that is certainly that. I know that we're coming up to our 20th anniversary, and so we're sort of daydreaming and thinking about maybe having a symposium around film studies that might be able to review the last 20 years, see where we've come from, what different choices have been made over the years, what kind of tendencies we've addressed or raised through the various film festivals that we've had. So yes, we hope so. And hopefully also to bring more film directors to campus. And we're very excited this year to have Jean-Pierre Thorne come from Paris. He's arriving Saturday, and he will be presenting two films of his, Faire Kiffer les Anges and
Pleasure to the People,
which is the English translation
of Faire Kiffer les Anges and 93 Beautiful Rebel.
Yeah, so Faire Kiffer les Anges is about hip-hop in Paris, the development of hip-hop, so from the 90s, and the 93 Beautiful Rebel is about the development of music from about the late 50s to the present time, to 2010.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and telling us a little bit about it and giving us a preview, and congratulations on 18 years.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. See you all at the movies.
Sarah Davies-Cordova and Nicholas Russell are professors of French at UWM, and they're organizers of the 18th Annual Festival of Films in French. It begins this Friday and runs through February 15th. There is a link to more information at WUWM.com.
One last break, and then we head to Walker's Point virtually to learn about a new art installation going into the Pitch Project. It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.